Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of St. Peter Claver, priest, who was a member of the Society of Jesus, otherwise known as the Jesuits, from Spain. He was a young man with the gift of intelligence, and so he was sent to seminary, and there he met St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, a great spiritual master who helped inspire him with a desire to serve in the missions. And so he was selected to serve and sent to the New World, where sadly the trade in human slaves was raging. He went to Cartagena, now known as Colombia, in the mid-1600s. And there, he called himself a slave of the slaves. He promised forever to serve them. So dismal was their plight. They were taken from West Africa, put in the hold of a ship, treated with less care and dignity than even cattle would be. And when they emerged in Spain, excuse me, not in Spain, but in Colombia, usually about a third of those who had entered the ship were already dead. And so St. Peter Claver went and ministered to them. They were taken off the ship and held in pens at the port, and he would bring whatever charitable materials he could collect and minister to them first with his hands. He said, we must speak first with our hands, then with our lips. And of course, speech was a great problem because he didn't speak the language of the slaves, but he had a few helpers that he enlisted in this service who could act as translators. And so slowly, after gaining some of their trust, he began to minister also to their spirits. Many of them, most of them, did not know about the Christian faith, and so he worked hard to give them at least minimal instruction, and little by little prepared them for baptism. And so prolific was this work of his of baptizing that in the 40 years that he conducted this mission, it's said that he baptized around 300,000 people, an incredible accomplishment just from that apostolic point of view. The church condemned the practice of slavery, but was largely ignored by the secular powers who permitted this to continue. What the church says today in regard to slavery in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2414, the seventh commandment forbids acts of or enterprises that for any reason, selfish or ideological, commercial or totalitarian, lead to the enslavement of human beings, to their being bought, sold, and exchanged like merchandise in disregard for their personal dignity. It is a sin against the dignity of persons and their fundamental rights to reduce them by violence to their productive value or to a source of profit. St. Paul directed a Christian master to treat his Christian slave no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, both in the flesh and in the Lord. And that was from the letter to Philemon, which we just heard yesterday, actually, in the Sunday Mass. So, slavery is a sin against the seventh commandment, you shall not steal. And under the articles, under the teachings regarding the seventh commandment, number 2407, refers to respect for persons and their goods. In economic matters, respect for human dignity requires the practice of the virtue of temperance so as to moderate attachment to this world's goods. The practice of the virtue of justice To preserve our neighbor's rights and render him what is his due, the practice of solidarity, in accordance with the golden rule and in keeping with the generosity of the Lord, who, though he was rich, yet for our sake became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Just a thought regarding our day, and considering the example given us by this great saint of charity and service, St. Peter Claver. Today, there's a great deal of injustice in the world, maybe even worse than the slave trade of the 17th century. Today, large numbers of human beings are enslaved and trafficked for purposes even less legitimate than those in the 17th century. Many are sold into sexual slavery and made to engage in prostitution. Many of those who are forced to do this are children. And so we are living in a time of darkness equal to or greater than the darkness of the 17th century. And at the same time, there's a rising tide of what the media like to call social justice warriors who want to right all the world's wrongs but fail to include Christ in their endeavor and want to do this on a material level with material means. And of course, that will not lead to the resolution of the problem. What is needed is respect for the dignity of persons, not enforcement of laws. There has to be a fundamental welling up of human sentiment and respect and love for our brothers and sisters. And so the church teaches the principle of solidarity. Number 1939 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The principle of solidarity, also articulated in terms of friendship or social charity, is a direct demand of human and Christian brotherhood. An error today abundantly widespread is disregard for the law of human solidarity and charity, dictated and imposed both by our common origin and by the equality in rational nature of all men, whatever nation they belong to, or whatever sex or whatever race. This law is sealed by the sacrifice of redemption offered by Jesus Christ on the altar of the cross to his heavenly Father on behalf of sinful humanity. And then, remembering St. Peter Claver, we read number 1942, the virtue of solidarity goes beyond material goods. In spreading the spiritual goods of the faith, the Church has promoted and often opened new paths for the development of temporal goods as well. And so throughout the centuries has the Lord's saying been verified, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Speaking of social justice and solidarity, there's a failure to truly understand and respect this, unfortunately, sometimes even within the church and within some of the works done in the name of the church, ostensibly. And I'm referring to the practice of supporting, in collaboration with secular powers, non-governmental organizations that are engaged in teaching people in Africa about contraception and maybe even spreading abortifacients and immoral sexual education along the lines of what Planned Parenthood would be professing. And this is going on and has been exposed, but so far no acknowledgement of this has come forth from those in charge of Catholic Relief Services, which is one of the agencies most engaged in this kind of erroneous solidarity, if you want to call it. It fails, as St. Peter showed that the ministry has to be not only to the material welfare of our brothers and sisters, but more importantly, to the spiritual welfare. So, brothers and sisters, let us pray in this time of darkness and widespread injustice, the constant denigration of human dignity with unjust policies such as abortion, such as erroneous sexual education, such as the violation of religious liberty. All these things are happening. Injustices that we as Christians should oppose, but in the right way, with the right means, which is primarily charity, the love of Christ for all humanity, according to his will. He who loves me will obey my commandments and teach others to do so as well. I think just as St. Peter Claver was motivated by the love of Christ to dedicate himself to service, even going so far as to call himself a slave of the slaves, we should take it upon ourselves to do whatever we can to help our brothers and sisters, especially those who are enslaved, and especially those who are enslaved in these practices that are a complete negation of their human dignity. And so many of these are children. So let us be inspired by St. Peter Claver. Let us be cognizant, keep our eyes open, and not be afraid to call out those who have power and are abusing it, who are failing either to address these things or engaging in them, and demand, in as much as we're able to, that human dignity be respected, that children be protected, and that human trafficking stop. Again, that solidarity is rooted in Christ, and therefore we have to root ourselves in him through prayer and through the sacramental life. But let us not turn a blind eye to the plight of so many who are suffering today. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.